1864, Lincoln at the Gates of History, by Charles Braceland Flood, narrated by Mel Foster. Copyright 2009 by Charles Braceland Flood. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Charles Braceland Flood in Nerum & Williams at Fish & Richardson, P.C., and was produced in the year 2009 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Chapter 1. The Beleaguered Giant. On the morning of January 1, 1864, 8,000 people waited in line on the frozen, sunlit lawns of the White House, eager to greet President Abraham Lincoln at the traditional New Year's Day reception. At noon, they poured into the mansion. Ushers pointed the way to the East Room, brightly lit by massive gas-burning crystal chandeliers. The Marine Band, splendid in scarlet tunics, played lively tunes. Official Washington had already passed through the receiving line. Ambassadors and their wives, the justices of the Supreme Court, members of the Cabinet, senators and congressmen with their families. Following them came officers of the Union Army and the United States Navy, veterans of the 33 months of fighting that had taken place thus far in the Civil War. Abraham Lincoln towered above the crowd pressing around him, his raw-boned body just under 6'4" and weighing 180 pounds, clad in an ill-fitting black suit. A man of great strength and stooped posture, he moved awkwardly and had a rumpled, untidy appearance. Despite his efforts to comb and brush what he called his coarse black hair, he said it always looked